This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Well, I should say welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Our understanding now, I know it's bad news to bring it to you, but the parents, they found the body of the 2-year-old, the one who was snatched by the alligator in Disney. And I guess more will come over the next few days. Again, I can't imagine being that parent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I really can't. And I wouldn't want to be that parent. Yeah, I like having all my kids around. But again, our hearts and prayers go out to them. And don't make, you know, I'm already seeing some stuff going, yeah, okay, whatever. There's no film. Are we sure? Because the child apparently showed up in just a few, not far from where they say it was taken. You know, it's just, anyway, our hearts and prayers go out to those people. Let's leave it at that. Again, always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, if you go to the website, there's a place you can give me your email address. And the reason I ask you for the email address is so I can just send you information on a weekly basis. Right? You can get rid of it anytime you want to. You can unsubscribe to it anytime you want to, but at least give me a chance to send you stuff. The loons are at it again. I know, you hear this from me. This is Sally Cohn. I mean, she really, 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 really needs to have her meds checked. You know, she comes up with stuff, and you just got to shake your head and think, okay, how much crack do you have to do to think this is real? You know what I'm saying? Now, after the Islamic terrorist kills 49, the CNN contributor focuses on the real threat, which are Christians. Because we've been out killing so many people over the last 10 years, 15, 20 years, right? So after this radical Islamic terrorist murdered 49 people at a gay bar, after pledging allegiance to ISIS, the CNN Daily Beast contributor Sally Cohn took to Twitter to denounce the real villains. Sally says, hey, right-wing Christians, desperately trying to point out the right-wing Muslims. Right-wing Muslims? Are more anti-gay than you are. Your guilt is showing. Wow. Talk about politicizing, right? She goes on to say, last I checked, it's not Muslim religious extremists shooting up abortion clinics, killing abortion doctors. Yeah, how many doctors have they killed? I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's do this together, right? We'll go abortion clinic shootings. Now, Google should be sympathetic to the cause, should they not? Don't you think? I mean, seriously. Now, here's one from the New York Times. So now we have the New York Times, and we got Google. This should be a no-brainer. They should want to reach out and hang us high, right? Now, let me see. Yeah, at least tens of hundreds. No, that's not right. At least 100. No, that's not right either. No. Am I getting the number wrong? Oh, there you go. At least 11 people have been killed in attacks on abortion clinics in the United States since 1990. Okay, let that sink in. Yeah, I know, Sally. Your facts don't mean anything. I get it. It's all about how you feel. I got it. Right? 11. 11 people have been killed in attacks on abortion clinics in the United States since 1993, including the Colorado attack. Most recent victims were Garrett Sweezy. I don't know. I can't. Bottom line is this. Even if there was under 20, you want to put together how many gays, lesbians, just Americans. How about we take the labels off everybody? How about we just talk about how many Americans have been killed because of a Muslim extremist? Notice I said, not Muslims. I said, because of a Muslim extremist. Or because of Muslim extremism. Whatever you want to call it. I don't care what you want to call it. I think more than 11, don't you? Let's say the numbers are off. Say it's 15. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's double that, triple. Look, tripling that in one day still doesn't hit the number. Right? And you let her get away with this. If she wasn't popular among the left, she wouldn't get a job at CNN. Now, there were people on Twitter challenging her logic, but see, no drugs. There's not enough drugs to have her come back to reality land. And somebody said the number of people killed at abortion clinics in 20 years is only 20% of those who died Sunday. You don't go back and forth like that. People like her are too loony to see it. And her response? Because she doesn't care. Evil and hate are not relative to math, sir. Mass murder is basically the same as believing in traditional marriage. What? She goes on to say, no homophobia is homophobia. I mean, when press, Cohn did eventually say that, yeah, maybe mass murder was just a little bit worse than a peaceful dissent. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with her. Right? Seriously. I mean, when you have people like this, and I know they make me nuts. Really. Anyway, coming up next, David Bigo joins me. We're going to talk about Mr. Obama and his inability to fix the economy, his inability to put people back to work, even though he says that this is the best economy ever. I don't know. I must be drinking the wrong wine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I want to welcome Red State Talk Radio to the lineup. You can hear the show on their website as well if you want to. That's redstatetalkradio.com. Also, GCN Live and therealside.com is another great place you can go to listen to it. Anyway, one of my favorite guests is on with me right now. David Bigo's on the line with me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. He's also the author of a book called Devil at Our Doorstep. And David and I have been talking about his fight with the SEIU, and I keep telling people it wasn't a matter of him not wanting his people to have a better life, a better place to work. They had a great place to work. All they would have had, if the SEIU came in, all they would have had was more dues to pay. That would have been just about it. David, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, Joe.
I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had a wonderful, wonderful jobs report, right? The president, because, you know, he always takes credit for all the good stuff. So he should take credit for pretty much just about everything going on in the jobs market. We created 38,000 new jobs in May. Yay, right? So that's that is less than 1,000 jobs per state. People need to think about this, okay? 22,000 of those jobs were high-paying jobs in bars and restaurants, you know, waiters, waitresses. I mean, give me a break. And they're screaming that that $15 an hour is a way you can support your family. It's not. And these jobs being created are not. And I got a whole bunch of numbers I'm going to throw out later on, but this economy, and you're in a labor-intensive market. This isn't an economy people can survive in, is it?
No, it's not. It's really sad what's going on out there. But here's the other side of it, Joe, that people don't understand is, people that are actually involved in the workforce, it's, what, 62.5% are not. That's the lowest in modern history. And, and then on the other side of it, you've got about 50% of the American people that are on some type of entitlement or welfare program.
Yep.
And this is all planned. This is all programmed. It's an agenda. The fact that they came out and they were lauding, the great jobs reports for a while, then all of a sudden it's down 38%. That's because they play with those numbers and everything. The American people need to wake up. They're not getting the truth and the straight and narrow of what's really going on in this country.
No, what's really funny about this is if you just use simple math, we've got about 350 million residents here in the United States, right, give or take a few million. And if you take about 75 million of those, you say those are kids or very young kids kind of thing, and we have 95 million Americans that are out of work. They've actually not out of work. They've given up looking for work. These are the ones that have actually dropped off the rolls. This is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They call it, I think these are the U6 numbers. These are the numbers where there are able-bodied people. There are people that just came off a job or have been looking for work for quite a bit of time and now have stopped applying. Think about that number. People need to think about the fact that you've got almost 100 million people out of work. What's that? What is that? That means that there's 175 million people carrying the rest of this economy. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It can't work.
Well, no, it can't. And the other thing to this, Joe, is just going back to basics. For people to be successful in life, they have to learn very early on that you got to go out and work and persevere and move yourself up the ladder. You can't sit back and wait for other people to do it for you. And in this climate, with the government welfare programs and the incentives not to work and do that, what they're slowly doing is destroying this country. And I really think that's their objective.
Yeah, I didn't say that in the beginning, but I'm starting to see and say that now. You know, tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs have gone overseas, and I hate to bring his name up because people say, okay, well, you're a supporter. No, I'm just looking at things from a reality standpoint. Tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs have gone overseas, and the only guy talking about how to bring them back, and yes, maybe sometimes he doesn't put it out there quite right, but still, he's talking about bringing those jobs back here at Trump. Is he the only one that gets the fact that manufacturing jobs are very important to us here?
Unfortunately, at certain levels, yes. But I have to tell you this, the unions are in a big part problem with that because of what they've done. Of course, the government's trade programs and that. But I'm telling you, a lot of the union members, not the union bosses or the unions themselves, the union members are waking up, and they understand that Trump understands how to create jobs and bring jobs back to this country. And I think that's a big thing in his favor. I really do.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Well, see, again, it's coming back to he talks to us. He gets down at the level, and not that he's some great mind or something, but he gets down at our level saying, look, I understand we need to bring the manufacturing jobs back. I understand we need to stimulate the economy again. I understand that we need to keep China from being able to sell product to us cheaper than we could buy our own product. The basic stuff he's putting out in front of us. And you said earlier when we were talking offline that the people are starting to wake up. I don't know if they're going to wake up fast enough. I really don't. People are in a bad position because depending on who they vote for, I've been saying this for years, you know, they walk into the ballot box with their government assistance of some kind in one hand and a ballot in the other. And depending on who they check off will depend on whether they keep getting help for their family. That's a tough place to be, isn't it?
Well, it is, and that's why I think Trump has to do a lot of what we did and I did when we were being attacked by the SEIU, because we went through the same, type of tactics with them. You know, they're out there trying to brainwash people with bad information, misinformation, you know, intimidation tactics and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that we did is we really got out in front of people and explained to them what was truly going on, and what we did really works. And, we were able, and I'm talking about our employees, customers, vendors, you know, some of the press that would talk to me, and it made a difference. But we got out to them on their own turf. That's one thing I'd like to see Trump do a little bit more, is get out in front of people on their own turf. I mean, I know he likes to do these big conventions and that, but sometimes you just need to be in a city in people's neighborhoods or their church or things like that, and really let them get a feel for you.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, are you amazed, and I wouldn't go down this road, but are you surprised or amazed at how this guy can fill an auditorium? I'm just... You know, Hillary Clinton goes to an event or she has a rally of some kind. She might get 5,000 people there if they're picking up the people around the stadium that need to eat. But he packs these stadiums. I don't know how he's doing it.
Well, because I think people in America realize that America is going down the wrong path, and people are tired of it. And I'm talking about people in the unions too. You know, one of the gals in my book, Miriam the Mighty, who's a member of the SEIU there in California. She is a big Trump supporter, and from emails that I've traded back and forth with her, she says that there's a lot of people in her local out there that are Trump supporters because they're tired of what the unions and this president and his administration are doing, and they're afraid of what's going on in this country. And I think the whole thing behind this is people aren't stupid. Okay.
Let's hit that. Let's hit that on the other side of the break. We're both capitalists. I got to make some money here. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be right back with David Bigo, my SEIU slayer, right after this. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous trumpet man out of Chicago.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Go ahead and head up to the website. You know, instead of listening on your smartphone, which I know is the thing to do today, it's just so weird for me, head up there and check out the station list. You can find out the times, the stations, the areas that we're on, you know, and get informed. Be part of the conversation. Just don't sit in the room nodding your head and smiling, because we all know you don't know what you're talking about. So get informed, get engaged, and get involved. David Beagle joins me today. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services. Also, he's the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep. You got to grab the book. We have it in our Amazon bookstore. You can head over to thedevilatourdoorstep.com and grab it there as well. David, thanks for being with me today.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we were talking in the last segment about the union members finally, and I hope this is true. It's not that I don't believe you, but I hope this is true, because I think the union members for years have been getting screwed. There's no other way to put it. They've just been getting screwed. You and I both agree that there are some businesses, there are some owners that need to be overseen by a union type of thing, because they're not good guys. They're not good people. But for the most part, I think most business owners want to do right by their employees. You agree with me, with the guys that you've been dealing with?
Yeah. You know, I've said that a long time, and I'm not anti-union, because, you know, once the unions did great things and helped people in this country and that. But there's enough federal laws on that today that even the bad business owners have to, you know, kind of watch their step. But there's still businesses out there that just because of the way they act and they treat people and their attitudes, they deserve to be unionized. And, you know, it's a sad thing, though, with these bigger unions like the CIU and the AFL-CIO and United Auto Workers. These people are not out for the membership. These people are out for their own pockets and their own political agenda. And I think their members are waking up to that. And I think this could be a huge difference in this election. However, having said that, I think that Trump needs to wake up to this and what these unions are going to do with their ground game and their other programs to make him look bad and to defeat him. And I think he needs to wake up and get out in front of these people. I really do. Like I said, in their neighborhoods, their, you know, churches, a small town, whatever it may be,
right.
He needs to let them know that he's on their side.
Right. I agree with you. The Every year on Labor Day out here in Los Angeles, they have a parade. And the SEIU, you can tell, right? They've got the purple and gold shirts. So they got the purple T-shirts, gold writing, and what have you. And they are marching arm in arm with the Communist Party.
Yep.
You see a sea of red shirts, okay? You see a sea of the hammer and the sickle. And then you have people flying Che Guevara flags. And I'm saying to myself, my God, if you were looking at this and you didn't know it was a Labor Day parade and you were looking at the shirts and the flags or what have you, you would think this was a South American, not even a protest, but a South American parade or something, right?
Yeah, like Venezuela.
How that socialism working out for you down there, right? Bernie needs to move down there and help them get it straight, because apparently he knows all about socialism and they don't, you know, because he thinks it's such a wonderful thing. But it tells you where their mindset is at. Okay, I mean, these guys aren't even pushing them to carry the American flag around.
No, they you know, and I've talked about this in my blogs and my book, and I associate the president with the SEIU very heavily, obviously, and the fact that the SEIU has marched in the streets of California, as you just mentioned, with the Communist Party, and people need to start connecting the dots and what's going on, and the fact that, the communists years ago decided they couldn't beat this country with military might, that the only way they could do was to infiltrate us here in this country, brainwash people, intimidate people to move this country towards socialism. They would beat us internally. And that's what's going on, and people need to wake up. And that's kind of what my blog is about that came out yesterday, is that, this administration and its supporters are trying to fundamentally destroy this country from within.
Yeah, and it was funny because originally early on when I started to do this show, I mean, my show is coming up on 8 years old. And originally when we started doing this and we started to learn about Obama and how he was governing, a lot of people were saying that. He wants to destroy the country. They kept saying, he's probably just incompetent. He probably just doesn't get it. You know, he's a community organizer. And now the more and more I look at this, the more and more I see some of the moves that he made. Look at his outrage. And I'm not sticking up for Trump, but look at his outrage yesterday. Not at the shooter. Not at what took place in Orlando. Who's he mad at? He's mad at Donald Trump and his rhetoric. He's mad at guns. Somebody even said, somebody close to him even said something about the gun manufacturer should be made to be responsible for this. I'm thinking, these people live on an alternate universe, don't they?
Well, not really. They really believe in this. And in my blog, which is very long, I'll warn you and other people, they go in and to read it. It's very long, but it goes back to the old Clive and Piven, Clyde and Piven. okay.
Yes, I know what
you're talking about. Paper. And that was written in the late 1960s. These were Columbia University husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And they basically wrote how you bring down America and its capitalism and replace it with socialism and communism, because that's what they believed in. And when you look at everything that's going on in this country, we're right on track of what these people wrote. And, I went back and I went through these realities because it's the same tactics that the labor bosses and the SEIU used against us and in brainwashing people. But you look at where we're at in this country, and we have high national debt, okay? We have, 50 to 52% of people on entitlement welfare programs in this country now?
Yeah.
We have open borders, which people say, well, okay, what's that do? Well, that brings people over that are living off this country and this economy, which drives up our costs and puts our debt even higher. You know, our school systems, our entitlement programs, you name it, okay?
Yep.
They have tried to get Common Core through nationalized education. They have Obamacare, nationalized health care, which was a cornerstone of Clive and Piven. Where are we at? When you look at all these things, we're right there, and we're close to having our economy implode. And I think as president, that's what he wants to happen, is to implode the economy and take over. But let's step back a minute. That's tough to do when you have a nation that's armed, isn't it?
Yes, it's very hard to do. You're exactly right.
Okay, and that's where I come to with my blog based on what happened down in Orlando. Doesn't it seem very curious that this person who, you know, from everything we're hearing, was supported by ISIS,
mm-hmm.
Went out and bought his guns from a legal gun dealer when he could go to the black market and buy these guns at a lot less cost and more of them. It doesn't make sense unless you're the president of the United States and you're somehow involved in this thing and you want the guy to do that so that he can get up in front of the national news and say, see, this is what's wrong with this country is guns. It's not the terrorists, it's guns. I mean, he wouldn't even say radical terrorism or Islam
in
his speeches. And but he would talk about the guns. And it makes no sense to me that this guy did this and bought these from a legal gun dealer. And I just, you know, you start putting the pieces together, connecting the dots, and you go, was there something else involved behind the scenes on this?
Well, you know, what's really funny is this. I'm with you up to one point here. We had him. We had him three times, maybe even four times. Why he was taken off a no-fly list, why he was not taken off a why he was taken off a hold list, the only reason that I'm being told by somebody from the inside of the FBI is that they have an edict. They have been told they are not to single out. They're not to do certain things to Muslims. Now, they can do it to any other person, any other American citizen here in the country, but they're supposed to be especially kind of sensitive and hands-off to the Muslim community. You know, I'm watching while we're talking. I've got the TVs on and the news flashes are coming across. And Hillary Clinton is saying that we need to reach out more to the Muslim community, make them feel more welcome. And that's why this thing happened. Nothing, it's really interesting, nothing is ever their fault. Everything is our fault at this point in time. It's amazing.
Well, that's the way it is. But to your point actually supports what I'm talking about, and I talk about this in there too, is why would somebody that's on the FBI watch list be allowed to buy guns? And again, and you just said it, edict that they couldn't go after people like this. And this just sets the whole thing up to continue with this type of agenda to take the country down. We blame it on guns, and he goes out now and he takes tries to take guns away across the country. Because, you know, and I say this in the blog.
Hey, hold that.
Is that,
hold that thought. We got to go to a break.
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. More with David Bigo right after this.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. On the website. And listen, I want your email address. It's really simple. There's a little box top right inside. Put your email address in there. And every week I send out one email. Tells you who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to be discussing, and that kind of thing. And get involved in the conversation. This is what you need to do. Seriously, I love you people that send me emails, and it's very obvious that you're misinformed of what's going on. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Because when you send a guy like me an email like that, and you want me to take you seriously, and you're so far, it's like you've been living on Mars for the last 20 years. You got to get information so we can have an honest conversation and we can make changes. David Bigo joins me, President and CEO of Executive Management Services, and he's the author of The Devil at Our Doorstep, a book you have to get. You can find it up on our website at the Amazon bookstore, or, and we do have our own Amazon bookstore, or you can go over to the devil at our doorstep.com and find it there. Again, David, thanks for being with me today.
Again, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
No, I know that we don't some of us don't like the way that Trump is putting things out there and the way he approaches certain things. But you know, think about something all the way back to what took place in Belgium. He has pretty much called these things. He's called these terrorist attacks out. He's basically told us what was going to happen if we didn't take measures to you know, strengthen our security. And they have happened. He's got to be making the left crazy.
Well, he is, because, again, and I'm glad you brought up Belgium, is the left wants these things to happen because, again, I believe they want to fundamentally change this country, and because they don't understand how to operate in a capitalistic free market society and be successful. They only know how to brainwash people and control people through intimidation tactics and try and make everybody the same, which socialism does. And if you remember right, when the Brussels attacks occurred, Obama came out, and he basically shrugged it off. He says, I've got a lot of things on my plate. And I think he was playing golf that day. And I actually mentioned this in my blog this week, and I've got a picture of him on stage. He's got his suit and that on above, but below he's got his golf shorts on.
Yep.
And then you can see behind the curtain there's a golf cart sitting there. And I think this tells the story, is that, no, he doesn't care. He's got too much on his plate. Yeah, his plate is his own agenda. It's not the agenda for the American people. And he wants the support of ISIS and those people so that he can fundamentally bring down this country. And going back to Cloward and Piven, you know, their whole focus was, as you get to the country to this point and feel like you can declare martial law, and we've talked about this, bring down the country and take over, and with a communist, socialist type of country, and, you know, insert yourself as a permanent dictator. And when you look at all the things, Joe, I mean, I know it's hard for people to understand, but for somebody that's been through this with the unions and how they do these things, it just... To me, it's just so obvious. And we've only got, what, 5 or 6 months to the election now. And you need to look at that and say, okay, they're going to be getting desperate. And desperate people do desperate things. And at the point, are they going to, you know, fundamentally try and change this country before the elections occur?
You know, David, what happens? I mean, when is a real hardcore American, I won't even go that far, when is a real hardcore human being going to step up and go, wow, who is part of this, and say, this is wrong. This is just wrong. You know, I did a segment a year ago. I actually did a whole show around this a year ago, where in Florida, a programmer who was hired by the DNC to go in and actually create a program that would elect the person they want elected and then erase traces of it happening. And he said he didn't really realize what he was doing until he was almost done. And he said, wait a minute, this is wrong. I don't want to do this. He said that he was led to believe that he was doing it so they could beef up security, when in reality they were using it for themselves. And
you just keep providing points for what I'm trying to tell the American people. I've seen this stuff. They did the same thing with my employees and my customers and vendors and the press. You know, they kept feeding them this stuff. You know, we're doing these things for the right reason. We're doing it for the American people. You know, for your the employees and for all this kind of stuff. And the truth is at the end of the day, this is all about them. And, you know, the guy, Andy Stern, that was president of the SEIU at the time, he's now gone. Where is he in America? You know, he left the SEIU. I think he was pushed out. But, you know, he went to work for a college in Washington, D.C. He only held that job for a year. Then he went to Columbia University, I believe, and was only there for a year and lost the job. What it tells you about these people is they don't know how to function in our society unless they use their own agenda.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'll tell you the other thing I thought was really interesting. You've heard other people talk about this, but you and I, you know, you key in on the president yesterday when he was upset with Donald Trump. And again, I want to drive this point home for people. The rage and anger in his face, I don't think I've seen it yet since he's been president. But even when he was, you know, we can go all the way back to when he, the day that the the journalist was beheaded, and, you know, he came out in his golf clothes. Couldn't even take 5 minutes to put a suit on. He came out in his golf clothes, you know, gave a quick short speech, went right back to the golf field. I mean, everything was hunky-dory, and, you know, it's just the way the country goes. But when it came to Trump, see, I think Trump is hitting a nerve. I think Trump is making them nervous, you know, and he's turning people. He's got Dems voting for him. He's got people re-registering as Republicans so they could vote for him in primaries. I don't know. I believe the guy can make it in the general. I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work. But I got to tell you something. I think that's what's outraging this president is that he can't. He's like trying to squeeze a bowl of Jell-O. He can't make a dent with this guy, you know?
Well, not only that, here's the other thing. And again, this is the thing that as I went through this 4-year battle at the SEIU that I learned is that you have to be willing to go out and confront these people and debate them openly.
Yep.
And because they do not like that. And when you expose them, you see what you saw with the president. They get frustrated. They get mad. And, you know, you keep doing it, and they crawl back under their rocks. Yep. And that's what we need. We have to confront these people. We have to expose what they're doing before they do destroy this country, because that's what it's all about. And we have, while we're doing it, we have to wake up the rest of the nation about what's truly going on. And we got to get people, as Trump says, to make America great again and turn this country back around and be the country it used to be.
Oh, I listen, you know I'm on a school board in California, and I believe that one of the reasons that somebody didn't run against me is you got to know my personality. I've been on in forums. I've been, you know, and I do that. I do exactly that. There's no political correctness. You know, when you're trying to get on a school board to help children, when you're trying to do things the right way, you don't be politically correct. You let people know where you stand. You let people know what your opponent's been doing. Call them out. Make them answer for some of the things that they've done or continue to do. And we're afraid to do that because we're so politically correct. No, we have to be American correct. We have to be American right.
Well, that's right, and we've got to re-educate Americans. One of the problems we have in our schools and our colleges anymore is we have people teaching there, and again, this is part of the whole agenda over the years to bring down America from inside, is that you have people in these positions that believe in socialism themselves. They've never held a job outside of the education atmosphere. They don't know what it takes to run a business and take care of people and pay people and be able to make enough money to stay in business and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they gear these people all towards the socialistic thing. You need to be taken care of, you know, everybody needs to have the same things and all this kind of stuff. And we have to expose the young people in this country and the people who have been brainwashed over the years what's truly going on.
Well, David, you've seen those interviews with the young millennials who think that socialism is it's when you take care of other people, right? They have this mindset that actually what we're doing now under capitalism is actually a form of socialism, and it's not. And it's, I'm sorry, you may not like this either. I'm blaming parents for this. I'm saying, what are you doing with your kids? Are you talking to your kids about what they're learning at school? Are you part of their day-to-day, whatever it is that they're doing? I mean, I just don't understand it.
Well, I agree that, you know, the parents aren't as involved as they used to be. And if you think about it, as I grew up, a lot of my learning came from my parents. You know, that's how to go out and work hard and evaluate things and disseminate, you know, between what's wrong and right and what's the truth and what's not the truth and all those kind of things. And we need parents doing those type of things with their kids, but we also need teachers that, you know, have ethics and teach the right things and in the school system. And, you know, I think you have to understand this is a whole thing where this, you know, the far left, they want to take over, and they just look at this, you know, we'll just surround you with all these things, and we'll keep filling your brains, and we'll brainwash enough people, we'll achieve our goal of taking this country down.
Yeah, I go back to this stuff, and I just say, people, just pay attention to what your kids are learning. You know, get involved in what they got going on at school. Don't just because you send them there, you think they're safe and everything's okay. Not necessarily. Anyway, we got to get going. We're running out of time here. Tell people where they can get more information, read your blog, sign up for your blogs, that kind of stuff.
They can go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, or they can go to thedevilatmydoorstop.com. www.jcnlive.wordpress.com and read it there also. And I hope they do, because my book isn't just about my fight with the unions. It really encompasses the things we're talking about today, the political agenda of the union bosses and the politicians in this country, and what is going on in their association with socialism and communism.
Well, David, thanks for being with me today. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Warm up your coffee. Come on back.